In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. Jesus is speaking to the chief priest and the Pharisees in parables. Parables are earthly stories having heavenly meanings. So Jesus begins telling a parable, a story about an earthly king that was really about a heavenly king. The king is ready to throw a wedding feast for his son. He has fatted calves that are ready to be cooked. He has the best of foods waiting for the family and its guest. He also has special clothes for the family and its guest to wear. That was one of the wedding feast customs in those days. The king supplied everything needed. He furnished the food, the entertainment. He even furnished the special wedding clothing for the people to wear. These clothes identified the people wearing them as guests who were truly chosen and invited by the king to attend the royal wedding. One without a wedding vest, wedding garments, one without wedding garments would be uninvited. So the king sent out his servants to invite people to come to the feast. But the ones who were called to the feast gave all kinds of reasons and excuses not to come. We hear them all the time, dear ones. Some said they needed to go to their farms. Some said they had to take care of business. But the rest of the invitees seized the king's servants and treated them shamefully, eventually killing them. The king was outraged and sent his troops to destroy those who had murdered his heralds. And after the original invitees had been destroyed, the king sent more servants out onto the highways to invite as many as they found to the feast. The servants did as they were told. They brought in enough people to fill the wedding hall. Some of the people were bad people, meaning that they had no respect for the king and his son. But some of the people were good people, meaning that they did have respect for the king and his son. One of those who had no respect for the king was a man who wore no wedding garment. The king asked the man how he got into the wedding hall without a wedding garment. After all, he had what we would call today security guards who were in charge of the wedding hall. But the man would not answer. The king ordered the man to be cast outside into the darkness in a place where there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth, saying, "Many are called, but few are chosen." Jesus spoke this parable to the leaders of the Jewish nation and to the leaders of the temple. It was 3 days before Jesus' crucifixion when this parable was taught. The chief priests and Pharisees knew that Jesus was directing this parable at them. God had invited the Jews to the wedding feast of his son, Jesus Christ, but they had rejected him. They were too busy with other things. They preferred to take care of temple business in a temple that had become a den of thieves. They didn't have time to feast with the Savior of the world. They didn't have time to have table fellowship with Jesus. Instead, Jesus dined with sinners, not temple leaders. The leaders of God's Old Testament church were doing things their own way. They were not calling people to repentance. They were not absolving those who had repented of their sins. They were not offering sacrifices to God as they were supposed to, out of true fear, love, and trust in God. Their religion had become their marketplace. They were all about money. They rejected Jesus. So God rejected them. God would call people from all over the world to the wedding feast for his son. He would send his heralds out to proclaim to all mankind, as he does today, that the wedding feast is ready. The wedding clothes are given to all those wishing to attend the wedding feast. Yet there would be at least one who would reject the wedding clothes offered by the king. I suggest that the analogy is that there would be some who would reject baptism as necessary for entrance to the marriage feast of the Lamb. There would be some who would try to enter the kingdom of God on their own terms, thinking that their righteousness is good enough, rejecting the baptismal righteousness offered to them through faith in Christ's righteousness, through baptism, repentance, and faith. There would be many who would believe that their righteousness was good enough, that God would accept anything that they conjured up in their minds. But, dear ones, God has provided the way for salvation through His beloved Son. Would God give His Son into the flesh for suffering and death for the salvation of the world, and then accept anything from anyone as the way to salvation? No, absolutely not. For you, dear ones, consider your baptism often. Many are called, but few are chosen. When you were baptized, God called you and chose you. That was the day that God put His wedding garments on you. Your baptism identifies you as one who belongs to the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom. Baptism clothes you in Christ's righteousness. Baptism clothes you in royal, holy garments. Trust in your baptism as the clothes that identify you as one called and chosen for the wedding feast of the Lamb. God has given you everything you need for your salvation. Believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved. Come often to the Lord's table, for this is a foretaste of the wedding feast, the marriage feast of the Lamb that is to come. You have been called by the gospel. You have been chosen to attend God's feast that gives life eternal through faith in Christ. You have been dressed in the King's garments. Your baptismal robes identify you as God's chosen people. You belong at the wedding feast of God's Son with His bride, His church. So you are here. You are here. You are a guest of the King of all creation, none other than the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Welcome to the table of our Lord. Holy things are for holy people. Eat this food, and you will live forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.